So this is different. I'm not sitting back in the balcony avoiding everyone this Sunday. No, I've taken the initiative to preach to you. When I asked Pastor Shade if I could preach the last Sunday before the gathering, I really had to search for what I had to say, because my message this Sunday can't just come from me. It has to come from all of your youth. Being the eldest student going to Detroit, I've had the opportunity to watch each of them grow individually, not only in their own social standards, but mature in Christ, which is, I have no words to describe it. Only the love that this congregation provides could make such a change occur. You guys are the reason I'm standing up here, not in the balcony. Why I can say what's on my mind and not just keep it hidden and maybe write it down in a notebook somewhere. It's happened from the growth from fundraisers to youth Sundays, where I kind of shed my skin and come up and play with the band. And I'm not the one growing. I can see it in these guys. Soon enough, they'll be preaching what's on their mind. The youth you see before you make up a mini model of your church. They are an active balance of unity, diversity, humility, gentleness, patience, mutual forbearance, and love. And these are all characteristics that are deemed as worthy within the body of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes a letter to outline how we all can become united as the new people of God. And as we practice our unity, I don't want you just to reflect on yourself, but also as a church family. Humility recognizes the worth and the value of other people, and being humble is essential, because the opposite is one of the seven deadly sins, pride. It is practiced as having respect for someone who also has respect for us. Mother Teresa said it best, humility is the mother of all virtues, purity, charity, and obedience. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. In Detroit, we're going to have to use our characteristic humility, for where things are not going to go as we may expect them to be. So we're going to have to be optimistic that we're going to still have fun regardless of the bumps in the road that we may face. We're also going to have to be grateful that we're even going on this trip, as there are local churches that do not have this opportunity. So if things don't go our way, we're still in Detroit, Michigan, instead of sitting on our phones at home. Listening is the key part to humility. We cannot learn and we cannot acknowledge the message around us if we talk over them or if we blatantly ignore them. And that's what mission trips are all about, isn't it? Learning. But not just learning. You don't just go on a trip to learn and say that's it. You also go to serve, which leads us to the next characteristic, gentleness. You see, in Paul's era, when they would use the term gentleness, they wouldn't use it to describe one another. They would use it to describe their animals and how they would treat them. A certain strength under control. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Gentleness is not weakness, although it may seem so. Aristotle explained it as the mean between being too angry and never being angry at all. Strength under control in human is being a very strong person, strong-willed, what have you, but not using it to control others. In fact, using it to serve others, to give, to step out of your comfort zone and give benefits to other people besides yourself. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, Paul instructs, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness." Our strengths will be vital to serving a lot of people in Detroit. And you've played a huge part in our preparation. Our strength for working comes from work days or cleaning up around the church. Actually, I guess you can compare it to any fundraiser we've ever done. We're working for the common goal, whether to be going to the youth gathering or just raising money for the church because it's a pretty great place to be. Our strength for leading comes from these youth Sundays, when we stand in front of you, when we say our prayers, when we're your lectors. This is all going to come into play when we go. And we have confidence that Jesus' protection of us, as he's prayed for in the gospel, will strengthen us as well. Now, the next two characteristics, patience and mutual forbearance, they also go together. I don't expect all of us to stay in one house and not get tired of each other, as you should not expect for thousands of teenagers to be stuck in one city together and not get tired of each other. It's bound to happen. And there's going to be people that we've never met before in our lives that are going to push our buttons. And there's going to be leaders that we come into contact with that we're not going to agree with 100%. Not to mention the people we already see every Sunday. Sorry. We're going to have to treat each person with patience and respect. Our final step towards unity is love. But I'm not talking about the romantic feeling. I'm talking about the action. John Mayer said it in one of his songs, "Love ain't a thing, love is a verb." We've had so many opportunities as youth to love not only our congregation, but the surrounding establishments, such as when we volunteer for Oaks or when we go to Camp Mount Luther and help clean it up. We get to love everything that we come in contact with. And we need to use that love when we go into Detroit and establishments that we've never heard of, people we've never met. Every task, every situation, and every person we need to come in contact with, we need to love. But where does our unity come from? Ephesians 4:4 reads, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all." Our unity derives from the Trinity. As Jesus prayed in the Gospel of John, "So that they may be one as we are one." So we can be all united as they are all united. Our one God creates our family. The Son, our Lord Jesus, creates the one faith, the one hope, and the one baptism. And the Holy Spirit creates the body. We are all united as they are all united. And these characteristics can only make that bond tighter. So, as we've established these characteristics, I invite you all to close your eyes, if you are comfortable, just for a moment. And I'm going to read these characteristics back to you. Humility. Gentleness. Patience. Mutual forbearance. Love. What characteristic is resonating for you today? What word is jumping out at you? Let me read them again. Humility, gentleness, patience, mutual forbearance, love. Open your eyes. God is already working on building these characteristics within you. And if you're lacking for one of them, pray for God to build up that characteristic in you. It may not happen overnight, but I promise you, it will come, and it will make our church fantastic, more fantastic. You see, these characteristics aren't put into place to stop conflict, no matter what conflict is going to arise. However, we need to install this unity within us to improve ourselves now, but also for our youth to have something to stand up for. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it." Over 50% of high school students will deny their faith, whether it be Christianity or Judaism or whatever. They will deny it. Point blank. End of story. They don't believe in it. Less than 10% of American teenagers will stand up for what they believe in. They will stand up for their faith. They will stand up for their church. Youth, can you please stand for me and face the congregation? These youth you see before you, they are your 10%. Allie, Amy, Marianne, Dalton, Dustin, myself, and all the other youth here, we are your 10%. There's not a doubt in my mind that come to it, if we were questioned about our faith, we would stand up. If we are questioned about our church, yes, we go to UIC. There's no question about it. We have pride in that. And we have only you to thank. You've installed this within us. What we are teaching improves this generation, teaches the new generation, and is only going to develop the new generation to come. These five characteristics, humility, gentleness, patience, mutual forbearance, and love, they will help every person in this room become united in Christ. Thank you all for your support of us, for the teaching, for everything. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to go on this trip. We have been sanctified and are ready to be sent out. We are united in Christ. We are united in Christ. Thank you and amen.